Mr. Chair.
Representative Hess.
No, I know that you're in a difficult position here. You've been asked to do something that you might not feel comfortable doing. I think everybody in the building knows how this is expected to play out. As you know, a lot of people are fearing that some of these revenue bills will be marched out to the floor in the absence of a larger budget package, knowing that they will fail, so that there will be a political message sent to the Senate. I, for one, would like, I guess, your commitment that that's not the intent here. And two, I would just ask that maybe we could adjourn tonight, look at these issues again tomorrow before taking any action now.
I appreciate the words there. I am under instructions to move these bills this evening. And as far as what messages get sent by whom, to whom, for what reason, I'm not party to leadership discussions about a deal or a no deal or what. I think the best words that we have on the table for us tonight are those from Representative Wilson in reference to knowing what kind of revenues are on the table, what kind of dollars are on the table. If moving these bills to the floor, we can have a debate on the floor about these bills, about these revenue options. I don't pretend to know what the outcome of those debates is going to be. I think as Representative Westland said, I think one of these bills in particular don't know what the outcome will be. And I think it sets the stage for us to, again, move this process along. As all of us know, we've been here for now in the third day without much action taking place. Seems to be at an impasse. Seems to be a log jam here, and if moving these bills to the House floor, allowing discussion and debate on these provides an opportunity to move the discussion further down the line, break the impasse, provide the necessary dynamite in the log jam to get the conversations flowing as unhappy to a certain extent as I am to be in a situation to provide the necessary votes to get this to the floor. I think that if it accomplishes those things that helps us move this conversation along, that I'm willing and able and going to make the necessary votes tonight to get that done. And there's nobody up here, I don't think, that's beating their chest and I'm begging the opportunity to vote for these, at least not those from my caucus. And yet I think that we recognize this as an opportunity to continue the discussion, maybe get the discussion moving again, and getting this thing on track so that we can get the situation solved for the citizens of the state of Oregon and we can all get back to our lives and our families. So, with that, I will move House Bill 4024 to the floor and open it up for discussion on the motion. Representative Walker.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I certainly appreciate the position you're in and your comments tonight. I find you to be an effective colleague to work with. This is extremely unreasonable, what we are doing tonight. And I, unfortunately, Mr. Representative Merkley has touched my eye. He took a personal break. But I had a chance to talk with him as I went up to my office, and he said exactly what I was thinking, that we need to massage these, we need to work with them. You don't just refer these tax proposals, which one of them is obviously flawed, out to the floor and ask us to vote on them. In Oregon, I don't think I need to remind anyone in this room, because most of the people in this room are lobbyists, real people. I'm sorry. The people of the state of Oregon are home in bed or home watching television. They don't know what we're doing here tonight unless they happen to be on their computer. But they don't have a clue about what we're doing here tonight, and I don't think we do either. we cannot amend these bills on the House floor. We know that. We can only do that in committee. Bless you. So I just think it's silly to send this out. It's going to set the process back several hours. This is now Wednesday night. We've been here 3 days, and we don't have a whole lot to show for our work. And I'm not going to be a party to this. We know what these revenue measures are. We've known about them for some time, and we can certainly work on a deal without sending them to the floor for all of us to huff and puff, and nothing is going to come out of it. So I'm going to be a no on all of these measures tonight, but I do appreciate the work that this committee has put into this and all those people who have testified, only five of which were public witnesses.
President Rosemont.
Mr. Chair, I am deeply saddened, and I'm particularly sad because on this committee, yourself as chair, I had a great deal of respect for you, and I still do, from having worked with you on a committee all session long and appreciated the way that you brought a bipartisan process to bear. And likewise, my good colleague from Ben to my left, with whom I served as a vice chair, we, I think, equally had a good cooperative relationship without surprises and blindsiding. And earlier tonight, I said that I was dismayed that at the lack of a public process and the lack of notice, but I now have come around to think that maybe that was for the best, because I frankly would be ashamed to have the public see what we did here tonight and to see this as the best that we could do for the state of Oregon when it's facing one of the worst budget crises we've seen in this state, that this is our discussion on revenue here tonight at this late hour. I mean, I would have loved nothing better than to have this discussion in the light of day with the public seeing what we did, with the kind of process that I know we're all capable of here and that I've seen work before. But that wasn't what took place here tonight. And so I'm very disappointed. I find myself unable to support this bill or the others before us because I believe what really we're experiencing is nothing more than a sham of a process, and the state of Oregon and its people deserve much better than this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I'm prepared to give you courtesy votes on all these bills tonight. Move this process forward. I wouldn't characterize the process in any way like my colleagues have. This is a special session. We have to move the process forward. We can't delay anymore. Even if we had notice tomorrow, my constituents still couldn't come because they're coming from much farther away than many of yours. So that issue it really isn't an issue for me. I've had lots of input, had two town halls, have had hundreds of letters, emails, phone calls, and faxes, and have a pretty good idea where most people stand on these bills. And I think we need to move the process forward. Nobody should take away from this that this is some sort of a game. This is reality, folks. Democrats and the governor want an opportunity to vote on tax increases. Now's your chance. Time to decide what kind of revenue package we're going to have. Are we going to use existing revenue, one-time revenue? Or are you going to add tax increase to that package? I'm not going to talk about the individual measures tonight because I'll reserve that for the floor whenever we get there, but it sounds like there may even be delay in that. I think that would be inappropriate to continue to delay the process. So I look forward to moving the process forward.
Other comments?
I have one, if I might, have a second.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A good representative from Bend. I'm quickly looking through my pile here. This is a courtesy vote for you because I do have on this sheet of paper that you've signed a no new tax pledge. So you're not in violation of this pledge that you signed during this courtesy vote this evening?
I certainly don't feel in any way, Representative Walker, that I am. Since you guys apparently don't want to move the process forward, I'm going to help the chair, and at the request of the speaker who put me on this committee, and I don't have a problem defending my courtesy vote to my constituents.
Thank you.
Other comments? Okay, so we have a roll call vote, please.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
As a courtesy to the chair to move legislation forward, yes.
No.
As a courtesy to the chair to move it forward, yes.
Votes aye. Measure passes. Close the work session on House Bill 4024. We'll open a work session on House Bill 4039. I'd move House Bill 4039 to the floor for discussion on the motion. Actually, I rescind that motion. I move the dash one amendments to House Bill 4039. This takes care of the situation that Representative Hass brought up in section 3, sub 6 of the bill. Is there discussion on the dash one amendment? Is there objection to the dash one amendment? Dash one amendments are adopted. We have a new revenue statement on the bill with the dash one amendments. It adds
4039.
Change the numbers.
I do have one.
The dash one amendment lessens the revenue impact. On the mental health, the other fund side, and increases it on the general fund side. You want to, Mr. Warner, you want to highlight that different revenue statement?
Mr. Chair, what this amendment does is continue the existing privilege tax on floors that are less than $200,000. Mr. Yates prepared the statement.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Dick Yates, Legislative Revenue. The major change is in the reduction for mental health in the cities and counties. They will continue under this amendment to get the revenues that they would get under current law. Those revenues still decline slightly because of the impact of the tax increases on consumption. There's about a 3% reduction in the volume of malt beverages, a little less than 2% reduction in wine. Those reductions under the existing tax rates reduce the revenues of health by about $147 for the year, the 02-03 year, and about $300,000 then in the out biennium, and reduce the distributions to cities by about $50,000 for this biennium, and to the counties by about $15,000. So those are down substantially from what they were before. It also increases revenues to the general fund because you are getting the $2.60 from the breweries that are U.S. Producers producing less than 200,000 gallons.
Other questions?
Mr. Chair, I
do this quickly if you can. Representative Cromwell.
Thank you. On the dash one amendments, I want to make sure that I'm reading this correctly. It's on page 2 of the printed bill line. Is it supposed to be 34 or just 4?
34.
Okay, because there's a little squiggly up there that makes it unclear.
If you look at the bill in line 34, it says amending the section of ORS where there are exemptions to the privilege taxes.
Yes.
It adds a new section which originally said no tax shall be levied. So that means all of the privilege taxes existing plus the increase on malt beverages. The amendment limits that exemption to the new increase, which is in Section 5, I think it is, subsection 5, which is the $16.55 increase.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd move House Bill 4039 as amended to the floor without recommendation. This is a discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative.
Again, I just want to note for the record that I'm going to do this out of courtesy of the Speaker and
I think
yourself as Chair to move this forward.
Yeah, I think we can let the record show that Republican members of this committee are casting courtesy votes in order to move the bills to the floor, in order to hopefully move this budget situation forward. We have a roll call vote.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cromwell.
I'd just like to make one comment, if I may, and that is with regards to the beer and wine and also the cigarette tax that we'll be discussing in a bill here in a minute. And that is that these revenues are shared with cities and counties. The mental health that you see on the revenue impact statement here is really for the counties. And that's where those services are actually provided. And since the counties have the responsibility for the service costs associated with the products, particularly with regards to alcohol and drug treatment services, I would hope that sometime in the future, if these bills do manage to become law, I would hope that in the future, maybe in the 2003 legislative session, we would take a look at redistribution of those monies with regards to the cities and counties to make sure that the money is actually flowing to the counties for the provision of the services that are provided. Thank you.
Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
No.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
As a courtesy to the chair, and let us move forward.
Yes.
As a courtesy to the process, no.
As a courtesy, yes.
Yes.
You up?
Bill's moved to the floor. We'll open a work session on House Bill 4040. Move this House Bill 4040 to the floor without recommendation for discussion.
Mr. Chair, I would just reiterate my comments with regards to that I made about the beer and wine tax with regards to the counties and cities.
Other comments? Roll call vote, please.
No. Aye.
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 No.
As a courtesy, yes.
No.
Yes.
Well, sorry. Those moves to the floor. Before we adjourn this committee tonight, I just think it's very interesting that the very tax measures that the governor has placed on the table to be considered by this legislature, you cannot find one member of his party in this committee willing to vote for. It's very interesting. We'll see what happens on the floor. With that,
no, Mr. Chair,
we are adjourned.
I think we need to respond to that one. We'll do it tomorrow.